It's 5 o'clock, currently 10 degrees in downtown Carmel, and I'm Andrew Chernoff with the latest sports. The Indianapolis Colts are still basking in the glow of their Super Bowl championship. Thousands of fans lined the streets of downtown Indianapolis Monday to welcome the Super Bowl champions back from Miami. The crowd braved single-digit temperatures as the team rode through the streets on floats on their way to a welcoming celebration at the RCA Dome. The Colts defeated the Chicago Bears 29-17 Sunday night in the Super Bowl to bring the city its first championship since the Indiana Pacers won the American Basketball Association title in 1973. In other NFL news, the Dallas Cowboys reportedly will interview Colts assistant head coach Jim Caldwell for their opening as head coach, according to an internet report. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones said over the weekend that he planned on interviewing two more candidates before naming a head coach. ESPN.com reports that those two candidates are Caldwell and Chicago Bears defensive coordinator Ron Rivera. Former Redskins and Raiders coach North Turner has already interviewed and is considered the front runner to replace Bill Parcells. Switching to basketball, the Indiana Pacers have a day to get over last night's pummeling at the hands of the Golden State Warriors. Former Pacer Steven Jackson scored a season-high 36 points to lead the Warriors to an easy 113-98 victory at Conseco Fieldhouse. Jackson, who was traded to the Warriors by the Pacers on January 17th, came back to haunt his old team, as did Al Harrington, who hit a three-pointer to begin the game and finished with 16 points. Jermaine O'Neal led Indiana with 24 points and 11 rebounds, with Jamal Tinsley adding 22 points on 9-for-24 shooting as the Pacers saw their three-game win streak come to an end. Pacers head coach Rick Carlisle believes the team was flat all night.
Our energy was not good in the first quarter. Really, over the whole game, we just never could get anything going. We'd get it down to 15, and then boom, we give up a three-point play or a layup or they hit a three.
The Pacers fall to 26-22, and they look to get the momentum back on their side as they host the Seattle SuperSonics on Wednesday. In the college ranks, the Butler Bulldogs have moved into the top 10 in this week's ESPN USA Today men's college basketball poll. The Bulldogs moved up two spots to number 9 in this week's poll following victories over Illinois-Chicago, Youngstown State, and Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Meanwhile, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish dropped from 19th to 21st in the polls, and the Indiana Hoosiers are up to 24th. This has been Andrew Chernoff with your 91.3 WHJE Sports Report.